Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to emotional fitness, or as I like to call it, life hacks for grown-ups. Today we're tackling a beast that haunts us all. Procrastination. That sneaky little gremlin that whispers sweet nothings about doing it later, while you binge another episode of, well, whatever show is keeping you glued to the screen. Ever felt like your to-do list is a marathon and motivation's just not showing up for the race? Listen, we've all been there. You know that feeling when you have a million things swirling in your head, but nothing actually gets done? It's like staring at a blank canvas with a perfectly sharpened pencil, knowing what needs to happen, but finding yourself paralyzed by indecision. But here's the truth. Procrastination isn't about laziness, it's often a symptom of fear, overwhelm, or even perfectionism. So how do we slay this procrastination dragon and unlock our inner productivity ninja? Well, today I've got 5 key takeaways to help you break free from the chains of later and conquer your to-do list with confidence. Number 1. Understand your procrastination triggers. What sets off your later switch? Is it a specific task, a feeling of being overwhelmed, or maybe even just plain boredom? Once you identify those triggers, you can start strategizing ways to avoid them or navigate them more effectively. Think of it like knowing your enemy. The more you understand their weaknesses, the easier it is to defeat them. Number 2. Break it down. Ever heard of the eat the elephant strategy? It's simple. Divide that daunting task into smaller, more manageable bites. That massive project suddenly feels less intimidating when you break it down into achievable chunks. It's like hiking a mountain. One step at a time, you'll reach the summit. Number 3. Time blocking. This is your secret weapon for slaying procrastination and becoming a productivity master. Allocate specific blocks of time in your day dedicated to particular tasks. Think of it as scheduling a meeting with yourself, and don't let yourself reschedule it. Number 4. The 2-minute rule. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, do it immediately. This is your way of tackling those little things that often pile up and become overwhelming. It's like decluttering your mind. Those small wins add up to big results. And finally, number 5. Reward yourself. Celebrate those victories, big or small. Acknowledge the progress you're making and treat yourself to something you enjoy. Remember, motivation is a muscle that needs to be trained. Keep building positive momentum and watch your productivity soar. Let me paint you a scenario. Imagine you've got this awesome idea for a creative project, maybe writing a short story, composing a song, or even starting that blog you've always dreamed of. But then, that familiar voice whispers, you know, you could just start tomorrow. The next day rolls around, and suddenly, it's the weekend. By Monday, you're back to feeling overwhelmed by that same project. Sound familiar? This is where those key takeaways come in. You can identify that procrastination trigger. Maybe it's fear of not being good enough or simply feeling overwhelmed by the scope of the project. Then, you break down that seemingly insurmountable task into smaller steps. Outlining your story, brainstorming song lyrics, or planning out that first blog post. Suddenly, it feels less daunting, right? And remember, time blocking and the 2-minute rule can be your secret weapons. Dedicate specific times to work on your project, even if it's just for 15 minutes. Write down those initial ideas, create a mood board, anything that gets you moving forward. Celebrate those small wins. So there you have it, folks, 5 actionable steps to conquer procrastination and unlock your productivity potential. Remember, this isn't about forcing yourself to work relentlessly. It's about creating a sustainable system that works for you. Embrace those smaller wins, celebrate your progress, and most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest procrastination triggers? How do you overcome them? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of productive and mindful individuals together. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, one step at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.